Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
All right, so last week, Boswell, Watt, and Dante Jackson got the three game balls. Let's see who picked up those big balls in week two.
The third one. We can work from 3-1, I think, this week. It's not as obvious as what last week was, considering Boswell scored every single point for the Steelers in week one. I really do want to give one to both punters and just have them split that third ball. Just split that third ball right down the middle.
So just punters.
They get the third ball. Corliss Waitman, 53 yards per punt. Riley Dixon, 52.5 yards per punt. And they had some work, especially in that second half, our buddy Corliss did. They were kicking it right through that thin air at 53 yards a pop.
Pinned him deep after the Steelers went 3-and-out on their last offensive drive of the game. He kicked there. It's easy to kick in Denver. Presley Harvin, I think, somehow would have found a way to screw things up and shank one. Waitman didn't. So far, so good with him. He's not Cam Johnston, but he looks like he's solid.
He is a league average punter, it appears, through 1 week back with the Steelers, and that is all I could possibly ask for out of him.
Next.
Second one goes to Deshaun Elliott. 9 tackles yesterday. Had a huge tackle for loss on a third down and one play. He was around another. I thought he may have had 2 tackles for loss because he was right around the play on another one, and he got
Nicks on the play. Yeah, I thought he got Nicks on one. He definitely got Javonte Williams like an absolute bullet coming in.
I have really liked the early returns on him. I know Chris and I were in lockstep, as we are with some things, when we said this guy could be one of their more underrated, maybe the most underrated signing they had. He's been really solid through the first 2 games and was really good yesterday.
Good instincts as a player, and he's very decisive. I think we had, was it somebody in Baltimore? We had somebody out there, I don't know if it was a national analyst or what, who said the Steelers signing him is going to end up being one of the really, really good signings a team makes, because the guy's, you know, just rock solid, basically. A way better version of like a Terrell Edmonds, where he's going to go out there, play strong safety, and hit everything that moves.
Best defensive offseason pickup thus far, I think, better than Patrick Queen. I will say his best play, where he shot through the backfield and made a tackle, I thought was more Denver screwing something up and just not blocking a guy than anything else. But you're noticing him. Denver couldn't run the ball. The safeties are coming down. They're not thinking that Bo Nix is going to beat them over the top. So he understood the assignment. Be a strong safety that makes a big difference in the run game. He had the interception in week one. Yeah, I think
playmaker.
2 games in, I feel like they took a position that was not by any means like a terrible one or a liability, but they've made it even better this offseason. So Elliott gets his first game ball this season. And then the number one game ball, Don.
Darnell Washington, Matt Washington. The man just destroys people in the run game. I like how they actually have he and Pruitt split. Like, they both get a good bit of snaps. I think they both got around 25 yesterday. And both of those guys can block well, which is the big knock against Freiermuth. And not only did he do that, first career touchdown, and what was a very easy-looking pitch and catch. They just said, you know what, let's put this mountain of a human being, this guy who is about 6'8", let's go ahead and toss him out there on an island against a corner, and we'll see how that goes.
He's listed at 262. What do you guys think he actually weighs? I bet you he's very close to 290. He is a mountainous
human. I was going to say like a 6'8", 280.
Like 285. I mean, they were cutting up highlights of him on the broadcast, and he was bullying defensive ends the way good offensive linemen are supposed to. Just down-blocked one guy completely into oblivion. anything you get from him in the passing game is a bonus. But you know what I really liked? You said pitch and catch. The man made a hands catch there, dude. That wasn't like bringing it into the body and like cradling it. That was big paws are out there, and he's snatching that football out of the air.
I don't think the hands are what holds him back as a receiving tight end. I just don't think he naturally moves well.
He's not fluid enough to get open, no.
So those types of plays where it's short space and he's just got to use his side. Now, it wasn't like it was a jump ball to him, but those types of plays with somebody where he has a bigger target radius, if you will, I do think he can be more successful red zone player than he's been thus far in his career. Here he is after the game talking about how he's more than just someone who runs people over.
I feel like that play showing, just giving coach the confidence, you know, just believing me a little bit more, you know, doing it on Sundays and, you know, just giving him more confidence to join more plays up or whatever he do and things like that.
One of the things I was surprised about when I looked at the snap counts for that game, The Steelers used three wide receivers more than they used two tight ends. Calvin Austin played more than Darnell Washington yesterday. I don't get that. That doesn't make any sense to me. You're in Denver. You know they can't beat you because they have Bo Nix at quarterback. I thought it was going to look very similar to Atlanta, where we saw them just roll out the three tight end look in a ton of Darnell Washington and just dominate the line of scrimmage. But
to be fair, Washington and Pruitt played one and two snaps fewer than Austin, respectively. So it's not like they didn't. It's not like it was lopsided. Austin had 30.
Okay, but just sell me on the idea of Calvin Austin playing 30 snaps.
Oh, well, and you can get a blocking wide receiver like Austin into the lineup. I think you have to do that.
Skoranek, I think, was a candidate for a game ball with some of the plays he made on special teams, Donnie.
He was a good special teams player. A nice little find. Was he on that Rams Super Bowl team?
He was. Yeah. He actually played a lot in the Super Bowl after Odell Beckham Jr. tore his ACL. Donnie's game balls, 3-1. Punters, 2. Deshaun Elliott and 1. Darnell Washington.
God, that punters one is just... What a sad commentary.
God, that honestly sounds like a Donnie... That sounds like a game ball list from a preseason game.
The punters, Deshaun Elliott, yeah?
And Darnell Washington. Donnie, your thoughts on what we're watching with Broderick Jones?
I think they've completely mangled this. The player could be better, absolutely, and he could be more ready to go. There's a reason why you see when you watch the games, then also people love to pull up the snap counts, as we were just doing with some of the personnel. There's a reason why the guys besides the quarterback, the only ones that play every single snap are the offensive linemen, because barring injury, they don't do any sort of position by committee type thing. It doesn't matter what the personnel is on the field. It should be those same five guys. Nobody liked that idea. Everybody expected it to fail yesterday, and it did. And luckily, Fautanu was ready to go.
It's also a disservice to Fautanu.
Well.
I don't think it's fair for either guy.
No, absolutely not. I mean, but luckily, one of them was able to play at a serviceable, and I thought even a little bit better than that, level. Let's not act like there's no precedent here either with how badly they handle some of the linemen they have. Now, Kendrick Green, I don't think he's going to be claiming any all-pro statuses as of late, but we saw firsthand last season when he was put in the right position in Houston, he looked like a much better player than what he was here. Kevin Dotson did get to a level where he looks like an all-pro player. He goes to the Rams, he becomes for a short time the highest paid guard in football. He turned into what people hoped he would here. And
isn't
he did
their
so
best
in
lineman?
The midst of a season. Yes.
Well, they only have like one healthy
True.
Lineman now, so by default, I think
they only
is,
have like 10 healthy players.
He turned into a borderline great player.
No, I know. Well, his big sin here, beyond the fact that they played him out of position, was Tomlin didn't like that he talked a fair amount, that he was speaking openly about things.
Well, that gets back to the Hoke thing about Jones being uninterested in training camp. Okay, that's not a good look that a guy in year two would, in the team's mind, look uninterested. How do you get him interested? Like, I do think the onus, some of that falls back on the offensive line coach and the head coach. And the offensive coordinator, who, by the way, has a big offensive line background.
I mean, here's what I would be doing.
Get him interested.
Here's what I would be doing. I would do this with him. I said I would go and rep him as the true backup left tackle, as much as it like makes me want to vomit saying that Dan Moore has to be the starter for now. And then if you want to try to like piecemeal it out and see how he does with limited action, start coming up with some jumbo extra offensive lineman stuff near the goal line and be like, your job is to wipe people out here. We're going to get, you might get five snaps a game. They better be five kick-ass snaps.
I just think that Darnell Washington now does that.
I know.
The nipple rubber has been removed.
Because you have a guy who's basically as big as one of them. I understand that, but what else are you going to do? I mean, the thing that no one really says as loudly as they should is they seem like in love with Dan Moore at left tackle. And I don't know why. Because you can go back and look at the tape or look at the PFF grades or look at both. The guy mostly sucked.
Well,
for the last 3 years.
He has found the broken clock has been right already twice a day with him. He's had two solid games.